This CKNW podcast is brought to you by Destination Toyota in Burnaby, your neighborhood Toyota store.
It's good to see that the debate over whether it's the job of universities to prepare graduating students for employment gets some coverage. I mean, the Globe and Mail recently published a commentary by Wilfrid Laurier president Max Blau that argued that universities are not and should not be in the business of producing who can fit immediately into a specific job in which they spend the rest of their lives. I find it difficult to argue with that proposition, that for many programs that's clearly the case, exceptions like medicine and education notwithstanding. Obviously, teaching a range of skills necessary to adapt to a wide variety of occupations over the course of a student's life are more valuable, but that doesn't get to the heart of the problem. First off, it ignores the disconnect between the mandate President Blau outlines and the clear expectations of a huge number of students who leave university with their degree in hand only to be frustrated they can't get a job. Many feel betrayed. Students should be given a clear understanding before they leave high school on the prospect for employment in the various fields of post-secondary study. Let them invest the time and money in whatever field they choose, but they should be clear that many fields of study do not lead even remotely to employment. Secondly, what's missing from any discussion of the role universities play in preparing students for employment is a clear understanding of the higher standard of performance and skills demanded in business as compared to getting an undergraduate degree. This is the complaint I hear most often from businesses when it comes to prospective employees. The bottom line is that second-class grades or skills just don't cut it. My name is Mike Campbell. Join me Saturday for Money Talks.